You have to listen to the Lord. People do things in the course of their lives. This is why it's so important to love people like Jesus loved you and forgive people when they need you to. When Joseph's brothers wanted him dead, two of his brothers worked to save his life. All of his brothers regretted what they had done. They came to a point of regret, and then they began to, when they came to Egypt, they were very sorry for what they had done. Now, the reason I say these things is because when you receive what the Holy Spirit is saying, and you meet it with faith, if you meet it with faith, you're going to see the wisdom in it. You'll see it much faster than if your heart's too stout in one direction and the Holy Spirit's alerting you, he's trying to protect us. Not just you, but everybody you're going to deal with. Because if your life is healthy in him, it's easier for him to help you help other people's lives to be healthy. You have to love yourself. You know, that was a man that did a lot of things he regretted. I said, you got to forgive yourself. You can't look at the past and worry about all the stuff that went wrong. You got to forgive yourself and heal. And then we forgive others so that they can heal. Now, Joseph's brothers, they did him wrong. Then they came to a point that they regretted it. The story of Joseph, once he became second in command of Egypt, the Lord put him there. He was so wise in all that he did. Everything he did gave us a pictorial. You know, when we look back at all of his brothers, you can see how they had repented. And this can happen for everybody. We all need to repent when we need to. And then we can go forward. In greater revelation, see, the stages of life that people are in, that's just a stage. They might throw a rock at you today. But if you can respond like Jesus, if you can receive the revelation to handle and govern your everyday life just like Jesus does, somebody said, what would Jesus do? That's a good thing to consider, especially if you're going to back it up and read the word and attempt to apply it. That's a good thing to do. They made little bracelets in the early 2000s, late 90s. Somebody said, that was a catchphrase everywhere. What would Jesus do? Well, I even saw it in movies. But consider it for real. What would Jesus do? If we govern our life with the same revelation that Jesus did to his Father, everything the Father said, he embraced it and he acted on it. The love of God helped him fulfill the law. Somebody would say, well, yeah, but he was sinless. Yes, he was sinless, but he still acted on the love of God. He did it the same way we got to do it. His sinless nature is what qualified him to save us. But everything else he did it as we would do it. Even learning. Every stage of his life he learned and he grew. And he believed the scriptures about himself. You got to consider these things. Now, when you govern your life according to the Holy Ghost, he's going to gently guide you. And he's going to guide you however he needs to. But he's not going to make you do anything. You got to have the love of God in you to practice what God gives. And then all the revelation that God give you, you're going to be able to value it. See, I didn't always value everything God said. When God called me to be an apostle, when he called me to be a minister, I was reluctant, but I knew that I can't run. I can't hide. Where are you going to hide? Where are you going to run? My dad joined World War II. Running from the Lord. I know that you can't do that. I said, he done it, so I'm in it now. Then he showed me he gave me revelation and he gave me assignments. He proved to me what I was. Then after he had done that, then he told me what I was. I had to embrace the fact that he called me to be an apostle. Just like you have to embrace whatever it is the Lord wants you to do. Whenever God's revelation, his wisdom is embraced, it will help you mount up, but you gotta trust it. A lot of times, I thought that the message would be highly received among people of faith. They were talking about things the Lord was telling them, but see, you have to watch how things appear. What is your focus? Whatever you're focused on the most, that's a high voice in your life. If it's success, if it's a good marriage, and what do you fear? If you fear what people think, when the Holy Spirit tells you something that you're not sure about, and you consider what other people think, you're in a wrestling match. When the Holy Spirit give you something that's unique, you feel put on the spot. Why do you feel put on the spot? That can cause you to be reluctant. You being concerned about what other people think and their opinions, and what if it fail? Well, what I love the way my pastor put it. When he laid hands on us to heal the sick. And people say, well, what if they don't get healed? He said, what if they do? You'll never know what's next unless you got to put yourself out there. You got to act on what God is saying. I did it. I don't look down on people that fail sometimes. I don't look down on people if they do fail, whether they fail or whether they succeed. I will not look down on you. I know the challenge. But you cannot learn what's next unless you act on what God say. I want to do everything I can to encourage it. Now, you don't know what's going to happen. You've never done this before. But I did it because I had a vow. I said, Lord, I will obey you. If the Lord brought something to me, I made sure I did it. If I wasn't sure it was him, I had to do research. I asked it, Lord, you're telling me to do this. I knew I didn't want to do it. Or I knew I felt reluctant. Well, I told him about it. I said, Lord, I feel reluctant. I don't want to. Talk to me about it. How do I? And I asked questions so that I could get on board with him. And I was praying. I used to pray in the Holy Ghost. And then I could receive whatever it was. I could feel the peace. I could. You know, the reluctance would it's like the reluctance would drain away, and then I would mount up just enough to obey God, and then the burden would lift, because if it was a word, I had the burden of the word, and I had the charge. I call the burden the charge. Well, when I would obey God, the charge would be gone, and I had peace. And I also sensed from the Holy Spirit joy that I had honored him. And then I would watch to see what would happen. And it always worked out. Then I go and ask questions, and I learned 10 things that I never knew before. I used the number 10 because that's about how many things I would learn every time I obeyed him. I didn't just sit there and count them, but I would learn. I said, oh man, I see the wisdom in this now. I didn't see none of that before. But if I focused on my reluctance and why I was reluctant, I never would have known what would happen. This is the problem with not following God. They don't know what they walked away from. Just like the rich young ruler. Now, if he would have obeyed exactly and precisely what Jesus said, he would have overcome his focus on money to give him value. He would have took everything he had, sold it, gave to the poor. And we would have been reading about miracles that would happen when you do that. But nobody else did that, so we can't read about what would have happened if he had done that. We would have been reading about the revelation that would have followed and mounted up on his life. He probably would have been another apostle just like Paul, because Jesus said, come and follow me. He got the money right because Jesus said, sell everything you have, give to the poor, and come and follow me. So he got the money honestly, but his focus was on the prize, the money, his riches. It seemed to give him esteem among people. Another thing that I learned about following God, you cannot depend on what people think. You can't depend on encouragement. I had to learn to do without encouragement. Encouragement is wonderful when it happens, but you don't ever trust it and don't ever depend on it. If you get it, fine, and use it to help people grow. If they're enthused about what you're doing, okay, good. We'll give them more information so that they can grow stronger to serve. I had to do everything that I did knowing fully that people didn't believe me. Or they believed me but they didn't want to associate with something different. And then I don't really know why people did what they did. I asked the Lord, and he tell me whatever he tell me. And it's, you know, I like to understand things. But I don't understand everything. But I do understand this. If you act on the revelation in faith, you're going to learn why God said do what he said do. I did this with the word. Lord, why did you say turn the other cheek? I had a problem with that, but I said I trusted Jesus for salvation. I'm going to do whatever he said do. If somebody slapped me upside the head, I would turn the other cheek. I prepared myself for it. That never happened that way. But when Slim picked that fight with me, I believe he was testing me to see what I would do. The Lord helped me turn the other cheek. And that was one of the main turning points in my life. I learned so much from that situation. And that's why I talk about it so much on these broadcasts. Now, when you receive and embrace the revelation of God, it can rescue you from a lot of heartache, a lot of trouble, future doubts, future unbeliefs. And it'll all be replaced with the wonderful works of God. And sometimes it just takes time to see the full manifestation of what will happen. But I, every word that God gave me, I came to a point that I saw the wisdom in it. And I understood why, you know, people don't trust God like they should, because they never, if the rich young ruler would have trusted Jesus and acted on what he said, we'd be reading about all the wonderful things that happened after. But he didn't. He walked away sorrowful. So if any time you're walking away sorrowful, go back and find the peace and walk with Jesus. Do it Jesus' way. Don't be deceived. Your life is not going to drastically change if you don't obey God. You just won't know that it did. It's going to go along about like it's going now. And it may decline a little bit. It may even get a little bit better, but not because you follow God. If you follow God, precisely, whatever you were going to lose, you're still going to lose whether you follow God or not. But what you will gain will be off the charts. And you'll be more appropriate in your message. You won't preach error anymore. You'll come to understanding. You'll learn how to kill depression. I'm going to end with this. I'll close with this. These are some of the things that I learned as I followed God and asked questions. Lust is not of God. It's an alternative lifestyle. It's not from God. It has nothing to do with God. God has nothing to do with lust. It's the appetite of demonic spirits and evil angels on men. All right. And I learned how to appreciate and love people that God made and never look at them as an object. I learned that you can love people with the love of God. And you can generate life in doing so. If you can love people the same way Jesus loved you, everything mounts up. I learned that from embracing God. It helps you to remember the details of things, of his revelation. You learn how to embrace revelation. I learned that. I learned how to shield my heart. I learned how to walk in dangerous situations and not be afraid, because perfect love cast out fear. I learned how to receive the wisdom of God and act on it and keep it. I learned how to attain knowledge and use it. Also, you value the potential in others, no matter how they are today. You can be a blessing when they need you to be. You can forgive. These are things that you can embrace and live by. You don't need people's approval. You don't need society's approval. I learned you can live without all that and still walk in the love of Jesus and still enjoy Jesus. No, and when you're waiting on a duration of something to happen, some things take decades, some things take years, some things take months, some things take weeks. And some things happen right away. But however long it takes, even if it takes the rest of your life, you can enjoy Jesus every day. And as long, I used to have I'll end with this confession of faith. I began to say it when I would listen to Charles Capps. And the Lord was, I would listen to Charles Capps and Scott Webb and I would listen to Frank Matchin and I would listen to Kenneth Hagin. And I was just being blessed every day. And I love listening to all of these men of God. But the Lord was teaching me also how to follow him. And I used the principles I learned from these men to focus on the revelation of following God, because that was the most important message that God gave me. Now, I said, I like fail safes. I'm not a gambler. I like a sure thing. So I said with my mouth, as long as I do what God says, I'm okay. As long as I love his people, I'm all right. As long as I walk in his way, walk in his love, and walk by his faith, I'm okay. And this, I would say this, it was almost a song, but it wasn't a song. It was a confession. And I kind of made it rhyme, and I would say it every day, and I meant it. It was a confession as much as it was a prayer. It was mostly a confession. I would ask God to help me do it, and I would confess, and I would confess scriptures with it. As long as I obey God, I'm okay. As long as I do what he say, I'm all right. And that settled my heart. And it took my focus off man and put it back on God where it belongs. And it became a reality. So abilities increase, appetites increase of God when you follow him. The lying tongues and the lying things that wreck your life, they decrease. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. You can hear the thunder out there, and I got to go work out there. So the next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our wonderful Lord. Stay in victory and walk in his wonderful love and enjoy his glorious presence.